next case, please.
The next application is 11,833. Michael and Marion Spresser seek a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure for a medical hardship. Sections 115-23A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Blueberry Lane, approximately 212 feet west of Raspberry Lane. The 911 address is 24491 Blueberry Lane. Frankfurt Zoning District is AR1. The tax map is District 233, Map 14, Parcel 17.04. Again, it's for a special use exception for a medical hardship. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record. It's okay.
Marion Spresser.
That's okay.
23069 Meadowwood Court, apartment 314, City of Riddell.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And you can go right up there, and if you have any exhibits, you just take it down in this corner while at the end.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Relax. Relax. You're making me nervous.
I'm sorry.
Don't be nervous.
Relax.
We're nice people.
I was okay over there.
Well, you're fine now. You're fine.
You're doing well.
Okay.
Just take a deep breath and we'll be here to help you.
Okay.
There you go.
Just tell us what you want.
What would you like to have?
Huh?
Just tell us what you're requesting.
What you're requesting?
A variance. I need a variance for my sister-in-law to live on the property with us.
Okay.
Medical hardship variance.
Well, that's a special use exception.
Okay.
There we
variance.
Go.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say I need a whiskey and water. That's what I
mean. My dad yeah. would say that. Watermaker.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I see you've got a letter here from the doctor.
Yes.
Which is one of the things. Okay. And this home is going to be sitting on the farm.
Yes.
Yeah, that 17-acre farm there, I read.
Yes.
Okay, and it's going to be centered of it?
Yeah, it's okay. Going to be right here.
All right.
Right
that's
there.
Two of things.
It's
going to be a buccaneer. Is that a picture of it there?
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
It's a new one.
And I have pictures of the house, so it looks, you have how pretty it is.
They were, if you submitted them, they are in their packets, and they have everything that was submitted in their packets.
Okay.
Yeah, right here. Okay. Let me see you answer that. What you needed, Mr. Mills.
Who lives in the existing home?
We're gonna be moving there by the end of the month.
Okay.
You are.
There's a home, existing home, and then there's a proposed home, the one you're asking permission for.
Right.
So you're gonna be living in the existing dwelling, is that correct?
Yes.
And who is the proposed dwelling for?
My sister-in-law.
Your sister-in-law, okay. And we have the documentation from her doctor that regarding the need for assistance.
Yes.
You do understand that if this is approved, it is only approved for maximum period that we can do is 5 years.
Yes.
Okay. And that's so long as your sister-in-law lives there.
Okay.
So, in the event that she would no longer live there, then this structure would have to be removed.
Yes.
Okay.
90 days, right?
That's correct.
Right.
And so, you know, I just want to make sure you understand that, because what we sometimes in the past have run into is people go, well, I didn't know that. We'd like to make it clear up front. And I take it your request is for 5 years, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Mills, I believe it's a two-year
I'm sorry.
Period. It's renewable for a year interims after
wow.
that.
Wow, so. It's been so long since we've done one.
Yeah, we haven't had one in a while. So.
My apologies. Over, right? Yeah, I'm thinking.
Oh, you're doing all right, John.
Okay. Good, you got that.
You're going to change the ordinance there.
No, my apologies. It's 2 years.
Two years.
Okay, so that's the maximum we can allow.
Okay.
There are other things that we can do five, but not this one. We just haven't had medical hardship request in a long time, so.
Okay.
Okay, so having said all that, again, 2 years, and then you don't have to come before the board for extensions on that.
Okay.
You can, if that, if the situation still exists, then you can just go to the office and get an approval from the office.
To the planning board where we went before?
Yes, and that can be done, that would have to be done annually each year after that.
Okay.
Okay, as long as that exists. And if you were to forget to come back, then you'd have to come back before the board again. But you probably wouldn't be as nervous as you are now.
I don't want to do that.
Typically, we send out a letter letting them know it's time to renew.
Please do that.
So we send out a letter, and then you just send back the documentation that it's still needed.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, might invite you, though. Come back, if you like.
No, I don't want to do this again.
I'm trying to help you. Okay. Mr. Hudson, do you have any questions?
The new home in the middle of the farm will use the existing driveway.
Yes.
Okay. Will it have its own septic system?
We'll be doing the echo system off of our our sand mount.
Okay.
And we just had that checked today, and it passed the
Denrec.
Denrec. They had us do the. Oh my goodness.
But it passed.
Class H. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
You're doing fine.
Thank you.
Rivers? No question. Okay. Except you.
Oh, now you're in trouble.
For you.
Pardon me?
I have no questions.
Thank you. I knew I liked you.
Mr. Rivers, she going to like you?
Oh, please. Please.
No questions.
And I have no more questions either.
We're watching one on the end, though.
Oh, yeah, he's our attorney. So. He always has a question.
Yeah, I do have one. This is a rural neighborhood, correct?
Yes.
So do you believe, I take it your position is this won't have any substantial adverse effect on neighboring or adjacent properties?
None at all.
Okay.
Now, you seem more at ease with an attorney.
Yeah. What's the...
I take you, have you talked to any neighbors about it?
Yeah, they all know. There's
and they're all supportive of it?
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll get you out of here. Oh, you can't leave yet.
You got to come back up. You can't leave yet.
We'll be merciful on you and get you out of here immediately. I'll make a motion that we approve your case, which is 11,833 for 2 years. Okay? And since you made such a good presentation, I know that this exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. You had testified to that?
Yes.
You said it would be everything's all right?
Yes.
The attorney asked you that?
And, yes.
You've been approved by me. Now the rest of the board has to do their thing.
I'll second it. Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,833 for a period of 2 years.
Thank you.
Those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Becker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Burton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,833 is approved.
Thank
and
you
good
so
luck.
Much.
You done very well, ma'am. Very well. Next case, please.